Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we got our man, the Hall of Famer, the Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. We call him Shaft, our man, Rob Woodson, at the bottom of the hour. You definitely want to hear from him. And then sources say, also known as the Chris Broussard Invitation.
I won the last one. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't.
Alex, did I not win that? Rob G?
Mr. Parker.
You won a rigged version of Tyshe's Tower Tribute.
It was a whitewash. You remember that?
You won a rigged version of Tyshe's Tower Tribute because he was mad at me.
No, he wasn't mad.
Because I said he was only responsible for a minuscule amount
of our 2.3 million downloads.
Yes, yes.
I say he's in charge of.
But that's all water under the bridge.
I'm giving Alex credit for 1.3 million.
That's my guy, Rob.
I'm giving him credit for 2 million. How about that?
Wow.
I like how the tides have turned now.
I want to win this week. I want to win Tyshe's Tower of Trivia this week.
Hey, real quick. So we went out to. Nice
did you go to some houses of ill repute?
No, I did not.
Okay,
did not.
Good. There you go.
Did not.
Good.
But you didn't corrupt Ryan the young Hollins fellow. And I went out to a steakhouse on Saturday night
and Sunday. Wow.
Yeah.
You must be really roly poly.
Well,
right now,
I wanted. I'm not bragging. This is not a brag. I wanted to treat him for getting the job in Houston.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean. I took him out. Yeah, I said, come out. I'll pay for dinner. We both had, he had a lobster, a full lobster, Chris, 3.5 pounds. I had a lobster, big lobster tail. I had a steak, a filet. I had.
You like filet mignon? You're a filet mignon guy?
I love filet. Oh, okay. God. So good. I like the ribeye, too, with the bone. That's juicy.
I'm more
you know
of a ribeye
mean?
Guy.
Yeah.
Right,
with,
right.
But you like it with the bone or no? No bone.
With the bone.
Yeah.
With the bone.
It's juicier with it.
Yeah,
more flavor, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I agree with the bone. But anyway, what do you think the tab was for?
Can you tell me the name of it? Is it a chain or was it an independent?
I think it's down in Houston. It's Papa Brothers Steakhouse, P-A-P-P-A-S.
Not Papa, Papa's. Though.
No, not Papa.
Okay, that's more of a Creole.
P-A-P-P-A-S.
I'm going to get for two of you guys.
Yep. Whew. No alcohol.
No
which
alcohol.
Is unbelievable.
Okay.
No alcohol.
That is important. I'm going to say $350.
Bingo.
No alcohol. Really?
$375.
Wow. And you picked up the whole bill?
I did.
Ryan played in the NBA, Rob. I know he wasn't a superstar, but he made millions.
It's okay. But you know what? You got to celebrate sometimes, Chris. That's a big deal for him. He got, you know, I just feel like early on he was doing some stuff. I was doing some radio with him. You know, he asked
like
for some
Ryan.
Advice. I do
I
too.
Like Ryan.
I'm happy
I
for
think,
him.
You
I'm
know,
really
Rob,
happy for
you
him.
Know what we tell athletes. Speak your mind.
Right.
Ryan speaks his mind. Now, he wasn't Shaq. He wasn't, you know, Olajuwon, David Wright. You know, he wasn't a great player, but he was good enough. He made the league, and he speaks his mind, Rob. So that's what I like about him. So I'm glad for Ryan. He does a good job. So we got to get him on the show soon.
Chris, Rob actually texted me during the dinner. I don't know if you know this. He said, I'm writing a column on Deadspin about this weekend, so this is all going to be written off. Don't worry about it.
I believe it.
Rob G, you know how I operate, right?
That's I knew
right.
there was something.
He's got a column coming on the Houston Rockets and their surging season.
Right.
So. Six in a row.
Are you really writing a Rockets column? Because ain't nobody going to read that column. I can tell you that right now.
Hey, You were, hey, you remember that big takeout I wrote about Antarctica, right? Oh, okay, that's another story. But
and the Golden Girls crew.
And the Golden Girls crew, yes, sir.
All right, Rob, let's get to it. We talked about the Patriots being hot, and they are. They're the hottest team. Are they the hottest team in the league, Rob G? They won six straight.
I don't think anybody's won more than that.
Yeah, they're the hottest team in the league. All right. Well, right behind them, Rob, are the Kansas City Chiefs. And people, you know, they're down on the Chiefs. And believe it or not, Miami's also won five straight. But the Chiefs and Miami have won five straight games, Rob. The Chiefs, after a rough start, were they 4-4 at one point? Actually, they were even 3-4 at one point. And they have rallied to win five straight and go 8-4. And they just beat the Broncos the week before they beat the Cowboys by 10. Week before that, they pummeled the Raiders, Rob G's Raiders, by 26. Beat the Packers. Granted, no Aaron Rodgers, but beat right. them. Beat the Giants. So they've had a nice little run. And they beat Denver 22-9. And yet all people want to talk about is that Patrick Mahomes hasn't been Patrick Mahomes. And Rob, one of our former colleagues, we yes. worked with him. I like him. Nice guy.
We worked
Mike
with
Lombardi.
Him at FS1. Yep.
Yep. Former GM in the NFL.
With that last name in football? Come on.
I know, right? He could write his own ticket. He said this about Patrick Mahomes. That was Mahomes. He said, the Chiefs' offense is broken. He said this on the BetQL podcast. Mahomes is broken, and no one wants to admit it. All right, 8-4, yet everyone's saying he and the offense are broken. Now, I admit, and I was on TV today, Rob, and I said I wasn't very impressed with the win. The defense was great. Fine. Wasn't very impressed with the win because the offense really had trouble putting points on the board. But I'm going to let you go first.
Yeah, I think that there is definitely you can look at the record and ignore the obvious. It's not that they're not winning, Chris, but Patrick is not playing the way that we've seen him play. And it's not just the high standards. Yes, he set a high standard. We expect something, you know, of super talent from him and some stats and numbers and big plays. We expect that. I give you that. But to go back-to-back games without a touchdown, and then some of the other numbers in this game were gruesome. Like Chris, like his lowest, I need to pull it up to be as accurate and fair as I can on this.
Lowest, was it passer rating or QBR? One of them.
Yeah, like I thought it was.
Ever for him.
Ever. Like, I got it right here. And I think that's what we're looking at where we see, yeah, they won, they beat Denver at home. But here's Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes completing, Chris, his lowest percentage of the season, 51%. Throwing in his second lowest total, you know, yardage total of the season, 184. No touchdowns for the second straight game. And the lowest passer rating of his entire career, just 57.3. Now, you're going to have a couple of stinkers, but he's had a couple stinkers this year. Everybody, all great quarterbacks.
You just said you're going to have a couple, but he's had
no,
a couple.
But he's had a couple this year. Like, you're going to have one. Aaron Rodgers, game one, Chris, stinker. Right?
Right. Thank you.
Tom Brady had a stinker a couple weeks ago, right? I can't remember the team. He didn't play that great. He had a stinker.
Everybody has. You're right.
People have stinkers. Two games in a row, Patrick Mahomes doesn't have a touchdown? Almost inconceivable. As good as he is and the numbers that they were able to put up his first 3 years. And now we're seeing this more often than not. Again, even when they beat the Packers. What was the score?
13-7.
13-7 at home? They beat the Giants. It was 20-17. I think the Giants had an interception call back. Right? They had one call back and one drop. Like they could have won that game. They didn't. They could have. He didn't play that well in that game. I just – I think what Lombardi's talking about, him being broken, or we thought that there was, you know, he was slumping Chris, and they had to kind of refigure it out and get him back on track. And you remember, what did he say? I'm going to take what they give me in front of me. I'm not going to force the ball downfield and feel like I always got to make a 70-yard play. Okay, throw it in front.
But, he's been doing that.
But it still hasn't materialized into the offense where they're putting up what you expect from them. We talked about it. That game should have been 10-6 at the half in Kansas City. And you know Denver's not that. Defensively, they're good. But they held them to make them kick field goals. Right. I don't know. Something's not right. And I don't know. Is Andy Reid, because Lombardi didn't just say Mahomes. He said the Chiefs are broken. That's Andy Reid.
Right. Well, here's what it is, Rob. And look, there's a reason, and you've talked about it a few times before. There's a reason that it's hard to win back-to-back Super Bowls.
There's
a reason that it's darn near, not quite impossible, but darn near impossible to get the three straight Super Bowls, right? Because teams figure you out. How many offenses, Rob, have we seen be great for a while, and then teams figure it out?
Yep.
And now you've got to adjust. And what teams have done, for the most part, is go cover two deep safeties, and take away the long ball from Patrick Mahomes and force them to take the underneath stuff. And so they're going to have to make the adjustment and figure it out. Now, you said it. The Chiefs are broken because Tyreek Hill is dropping passes. He dropped another one. He dropped two on the same possession.
That dude was like money. Oh, my God, how can you defend? We've seen him, Chris, with 200 yards in the first half. He's that elusive. You're not seeing the big plays. They've taken him away. They've made it a different game. And, you know, pro sports, it's just not football. Chris, you know that, is adjustments. If you can drive to the basket, guess what? They're going to make you shoot from the perimeter. Am I right?
Right.
If you can shoot from the perimeter, they're going to force you to take the ball to the hole.
Right.
If you can't hit a fastball, Chris, in the big leagues, guess what? They're going to throw you curveballs until you prove that you can hit a fastball. And in football, they have taken away what was almost automatic for him, and now he has to make an adjustment. But not only him, Andy Reid needs to readjust his offense.
I'll say this, though, Rob. And Patrick Mahomes is not having a typical Patrick Mahomes season. We all know that. But I do think part of it is the expectations. Because let's keep it real. Justin Herbert, he's been up and down. He's got 11 interceptions. Mahomes has 12. Joe Burrow, he's got 14 interceptions and fewer touchdowns than Mahomes. Josh Allen, 10 picks himself, same number of touchdowns, 25. My point is this. Everybody's hand-wringing about Patrick Mahomes. But Patrick Mahomes is fourth in the league in touchdowns, all right, with 25. And he's fifth in the league in passing yards per game with 282. And those are not yards that are, you know, empty calories. And so my point is, yes, he's down a little bit. You know what I compared him to on TV today, Rob? And I want to get your opinion on this. I compared him to James Harden. James Harden, overall, Rob, fine season. All-star caliber season.
Not for him.
Thank you. The standards. But let's look at James Harden's numbers, Rob. His numbers are still relatively eye-popping. 20.6 points a game, 9.5 assists, and 8 rebounds. 21, 9, and 8. And we're all like, man, Harden, come on. I'm disappointed. I'm not just disappointed in Harden, Rob. I'm pissed.
Right. You think he can play better?
Because I don't think they can win it with like this. Right. Without Kyrie. And it's the but his standards are so high because he's been so great that we expect more.
I agree.
And I think
there's a piece of that. But what bothers me is if you would have told me, and you know that you had high regard, you said he was Jordan-esque.
Right.
That he would go back-to-back game with no touchdowns. And some of the games that he's had, and he had that streak. What did he have? Seven straight games with intercept. That's not him, Chris. So you're right. I'm talking about as far as the lofty numbers. But right. We've seen stuff that we never saw from him. And I think that's why people have slumps. People have a bad game or two. People throw, you know, every year Aaron Rodgers has a two-pick game, Chris, right? Four picks
right.
all year,
right.
Five picks all year, and then there'll be one game. They'll throw two picks. They'll lose ugly. 2 years ago, it was in Tampa. You remember? They were 3-0, and they came to Tampa. He threw two picks early. Game's over. The opener this past year down in Jacksonville against the Saints, he threw two picks. Ugly. Game's over. They get blown out, right? We've seen
it. Rob, let's keep it real. And who are the two hottest young quarterbacks entering the season, and still probably are.
Herbert.
Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson.
Oh, Lamar.
And
right.
both of them are, defenses are adjusting.
Yeah.
Both of them are struggling. Lamar, even way more than Mahomes,
I'd
Lamar
was rolling and winning, but his numbers weren't as good.
His numbers are really, really poor. 16 touchdowns, 13
picks. The last 3 weeks, he's gone way back because he had the four-pick game. Who was that against?
He's had 10 picks, Rob, in his last six games and only 8 touchdowns.
Yeah,
he hadn't had a rush touchdown since the second week of the season.
Which is shocking.
Right. So it's time to adjust. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox. Is it fair to say that Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs is broken, and the Chiefs offense as well? Broken. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burris. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we are brought to you by one of our favorite cities, certainly Rob's. I like it too, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, competition, it is always on. Whoever you root for, whatever sport you love to watch, the biggest games are even bigger in Vegas. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We got time for one or two calls on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Are they broken?
Tommy P. in Colorado. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tommy P.?
Hey, fellas. Happy holidays to you and yours.
You too, my man.
Hey, nobody's as absolutely great as Pat Mahomes was for several years, and all of a sudden they're broken. He's like that filet mignon and lobster that Rob was talking about, man. Hey, Rob, that medium rare?
No, medium well. I just want a little pink. I get my filet butterfly cut so that they cook it. It's great. Butterfly cut.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, this season's kind of like your dinner coming out like well done or rare, you know? It's just not up to Mahomes' standards, but Collinsworth had two good things I point out, man. One, he talked about Mahomes getting kind of loosey-goosey with all the no-look passes and throwing off one foot.
Right. That was earlier in the year. There's no doubt about it. He was sloppy with the football.
And he talked about how you get kind of comfortable with that because you were successful. And I just think a summer of fundamentals, you know, Pat Mahomes made it may seem like he's above fundamentals, but nobody is, man.
No.
Get him back on fundamentals for an offseason, he'll be as great as he was.
Thanks, Tommy P.
I'm with you. I'm not off the bandwagon by any stretch of the imagination.
All right. How about Ellis in Dallas? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ellis?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on Chris Broussard. Your credibility is shot because you're so light-skinned biased.
Thank you,
man,
Ellis.
Look,
right.
Don't be mad because light-skinned brother's stepping it up.
Look at this.
See, Rob, you know this. When I came of age, when I was shaking brothers,
they
was like tripping. Oh, this light-skinned dude, he watered down.
Hey, Ellis, you already know.
I was an anomaly. Now it's just all over the place.
Light-skinned guys are out of style. It's out of style.
Jason Tatum.
It's all over. Yeah, man. Light-skinned dudes just taking over, man, on the court and the field.
Clay
go ahead.
Thompson,
what you got?
Steph Curry.
Yes. Hey, it is what
these
it is.
Brothers are.
Well, thanks, Ellis.
I think they cut you. I know what he was going to say, Rob.
These brothers are
You know what he was going to say?
No, I was going to. What?
I'll text you. All right, we got our man. Speaking of light skin, the Hall of Famer. Rod Woodson.
Is he in the light skin Hall of Fame? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He definitely.
We need to do that. We need to get him come up one show, the light skin Hall of Fame. And have everybody like call in, right? And like give us a name. Everybody gets one person.
That's a good one. Yeah, that, you know what? We'll do
Rob
that.
Rob G, write that down. Light skin Hall of Fame.
That'd be a summer topic, Rob.
In the summer, yes.
Definitely. Not now. I just mean
in
the
dog days, we'll do that. We'll do that. Maybe we'll have a light. You know what we can have? A light skin March Madness or something, a light skin tournament.
Yeah,
who wins, right? And you go all the way to the. You don't seem excited about that one. That's too far.
I don't know. That's 64. I don't know if we could get Rob G.
It'll be about 20 guys
on that list, Chris. You know what? Because Kid and Play would like Play or Kid? Which one?
I'm a fake Kid and Play according to Kwame.
Oh, that's right.
I'm
don't mention
stick.
Him.
I know.
Stop
now
it.
You know he's gonna do 15 minutes on this next.
Stop it.
Okay. All right, we got Rob Woodson coming up next, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's our man, the Hall of Famer, Fox Sports Radio, NFL analyst, the great Rod Woodson. Rod, what's up, brother?
My brother's from another mother.
What up?
All right.
What's going on?
Let's get right into it because you're probably watching this game, Buffalo, New Orleans, or New England, and you see the wind. Okay, first of all, did you ever play in a game that was this windy or close? And if not, like, what were the worst conditions? I imagine some type of snowstorm you played in. And what is that like? Like, how do you as a player deal with it when it's freezing or it's snowstorm or windy like this?
I don't recall playing in one this windy, because if I did, as a defensive back, you know, when the wind is in the face of the offense, I'm sitting on all routes. I'm not
right,
because you can't throw deep. I mean, you just can't. So I would sit on all the routes. I mean, this game is really going to come down to running the football, and whoever can establish that run game on a consistent basis throughout the night and play strong defense, maybe a couple turnovers here and there because of the wind, you know, that always indication of helping you win football games. But the worst, like, weather is, you know, obviously playing in Pittsburgh, living in Indiana, is snow. And when it's cold and snowy and all that stuff, I never really thought about it because I lived in it. So, you know, we would put a layer of Vaseline on, which kind of like, that's what we did. We put a layer of Vaseline on, it insulated us, and then we went out and played ball.
Wow. Hey, Rod, Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs, they won the game. Mm-hmm. Offense wasn't that pretty. Patrick won a second straight game without a touchdown, completion rate. He just had a lot of career low numbers in that game. But Mike Lombardi, who the former GM, said that the Chiefs are broken and that Patrick Mahomes is broken, and nobody wants to admit it. What do you get from That's what
first
he said.
That's not true. So how can you be broken if you're winning? Mm. Right? They're broken because they're not putting up 35 points a game, but they're winning. Instead of winning by, 35 to 20, they're winning these, lower, 20-something to 10 ball games. You're still winning football games.
Yeah, but I think he's talking about the offense. And you're not seeing the big plays. Patrick Mahomes not throwing touchdowns anymore. I mean, like that's what he's talking about. I mean, you're looking at Patrick Mahomes. What is different about him?
Obviously, more teams are playing a too high shell against him, right? So they got too high safeties. And normally when you have too high safeties, you're going to run the football. And he's still trying to take shots. And I'm not saying this all the time, I just think sometimes, you know how he gets that sidearm delivery?
Yep.
And he did it a couple times in a game yesterday, and he really didn't have to do that. Like, I think he could have still threw it with his natural motion, and it would have delivered probably a little bit better. Sometimes just throwing that sidearm delivery, it goes a little bit further out than he wants to, and the guys are reaching for the ball. At the end of the day, they're still winning. Obviously, they're not putting up their 35 points a game. The running game, listen, 31, Williams is a player. Right. That's one thing I learned since they've been running the football more. That guy right there is a player. He's a low. He's a really good balance with both the running backs that they have. They got a good balance with that. I just think also that Patrick Mahomes, he has to, whatever the defense, if it's a too high shell and you're running underneath routes or you're flooding the zone, one of those guys are going to be open. It's okay to throw a 5-yard route or a 3-yard route or a 2-yard route. Let your playmakers get the ball up the field and make plays. You know, some of those sidearm. Remember the sidearm he threw to Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek kind of like it was a little higher than it should have been.
The one that was picked off his hands.
The one was picked off,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
I don't think he had to sidearm that one. I think he could have threw that one naturally in the second window, and then if he throws it naturally, it kind of was going on an upward motion as it was going out toward Tyreek Hill, and that's why it went high. Tyreek Hill just barely got his hands on it. You know, I just think some of the things that Patrick has to be a little bit more patient. But at the end of it all, they're winning. And that's what matters. Obviously, they're not putting up 35 points like we want them to. Everybody wants to see Patrick Mahomes throw to Tyreek Hill for 85-yard touchdown. They want to see that. But the great thing about team sports is the defense is playing so much better. And obviously, yes, the offense has not put up all those points, but you got to think somewhere along the line it's going to click. They're going to have one or two good games, and you got to hope they're going to do that in the postseason. And they do it in the postseason, and the defense keeps playing the way they do. They're a hard out. And if this defense keeps it up with Jones moving into the middle like he has,
right,
and the way they just played so much better on the defense, and it seems like that's what Spags does, right? It seems like his defense starts out kind of poorish and kind of sloppy, and then as the season goes on, each and every year he's been there, right, in Kansas City, they've gotten a little bit better. And this time they're getting better. The offense has gotten a little bit worse, but they're still winning football games. And I think at the end of the day, that's really all that matters. So I think what Mike Lombardi is saying is, like, they're not broke. They're just not making the big play. They're still scoring points. Right, but they're not making the big plays that we want them to see. Because is he saying that about every other offense in the National Football League, right, that's not scoring 35 points? No.
Yeah, we got 1 minute. And Rob and I didn't like the call to go for two, right, by John Harbaugh. We thought they should have went ahead and played in overtime. What were your thoughts on that call?
Yeah, I'm not a – I mean, I know that some guys got hurt. Humphreys got hurt. He's out for the year. I get that. I just don't think that was a reason to go for two.
I
like my playmakers. Eight's still a baller. He's still got players all around the field on both sides of the football.
You just drove 60 yards, right? You just drove down and scored a touchdown.
Now, with that being said, my man was wide open.
It was a good play call.
No, but it's a day. But still, if you don't make it, is the bad part. You're right. He wasn't.
Right. It was. But he didn't make it. I'm just, me personally, like, I'm not a fan of going for two to win at all. I'm just not a fan of that. And, you know, you see it kind of throughout the National Football League nowadays with this analytics.
Fourth downs, yeah.
And I just think the analytics is so overplayed because sometimes you just got to get a feel for the game. They were playing really good football. I would have went to overtime to see if I could win the football game that way.
I agree with you. All right, yep. That's our man, the Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson. We appreciate you, brother. Thanks for the knowledge, Rod.
I appreciate you, brothers.
All right. Peace. Sources say it's next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Magic City Monday. We are live, The Odd Couple from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. It's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we put Chris and Rob's journalism experience to the test. He's telling us when a good source and a bad source. And, you know, all these stories sound a little bit real. They all sound a little bit fake. It's up to you guys to tell me the difference. Now, if I were to say, for example, my sources say that our resident DJ Alex Teichert had a company-wide email sent out because he brought a blender into the studio. Rob Parker, would that be?
You already know. I know that that's true.
That is true.
There's a buckwheat all over the studio.
Rob G,
you
why are
you had a company-wide email?
Rob G, what? Why are you bringing up old stuff,
that
Rob
is,
G?
Yeah, like,
no, you, that you
Where
can't
was
bring
I
a blender.
At that time?
You were in
I wouldn't bring a blender into the studio.
So oh, Chris, he brought a blender into the studio,
yes,
not
right,
just in the
kitchen.
So, Chris, next time you're in L.A., there will be no blenders. In the studio, okay? Just letting you know.
That ain't happening. So, Chris, you don't even have to talk about that.
All right, so let's get started, guys. Right. Story number one on Sources Say. My sources say that LeBron James, you know, he did the Sam Cassell, what is it, the Big Balls Dance last week against the Pacers.
Can we say that?
I think so. That's what it's called,
Big kahunas,
right?
How about
that's
that?
That's what the dance is called.
You guys,
but anyways.
Say something, you're ready to block me.
Rob already blocked
it.
Rob G getting a little free with
it
his
It resulted
right now.
In, get this, six complaints to the FCC that
Oh,
night.
Yeah. I believe that.
Rob really? Parker, my source is good.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's true. People, that's what happens. You know, they get those complaints to the FCC and, you know, somebody's watching at home. I'm going to say that doesn't sound like a crazy number. I say six is real, yes.
I'm going to say false.
You sit on a throne of lies.
How many?
As far as I know, it was zero. But Marshawn Lynch had two of them brought against it for what he said in the Manning cast a couple of weeks ago.
Did he?
Well, I don't remember what he said.
He said the
F-bomb
in the middle of the broadcast.
Wow.
They're lucky ESPN
probably
had a heart
attack. Well, that's on cable, though.
Still.
Their show, I mean, it's still ESPN, but
yeah,
you know
but that
what I mean?
That show would be considered G, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean we're on okay, so late nights in half the country. That doesn't mean that Rob's not in trouble every other week.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, here we go.
All right, Alex, get the bongos.
Story
would you stop?
Number two.
Alex, why?
My sources say that, as you know, the Staples Center is changing their name. They are no longer the Staples Center. They'll be the Crypto.com. The Crip Arena.
It's aptly named for L.A., huh?
Well, they started taking the signage down earlier on Monday, and a handful of, I'm assuming they were Laker fans, started to lay out pieces of stationery by one of the entrances as like a memoriam for the Staples Center. Chris, are my sources good?
That's so lame. I think it's true, though.
I think it sounds true. So stupid, I'm going to say false.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Gosh.
Can you imagine guys putting a staple down in front of Staples Center? Come
right,
on,
it, just
Chris.
It sounded so lame. Right? Chris even knew it was lame.
I was like, that is ridiculous. Wait, so when does it become Crypto Center?
Yeah. But they started taking down the signage already today.
It's going to be the CryptoCenter.
Crypto.com Center.
Crypto.com Center.
Oh, no. Crypto.com Arena, I think, is what it is.
But you know what they're going to call it?
The Crypt.
The Crypt. The Crypt.
What was the one in Florida, Rob? GBBC or something?
Yeah, but they weren't able to get that finalized. But yes, they did try to call it that. Let me just say, living in LA, I don't know if I would call it the Crypt. Just.
I bet you they will.
I understand that.
No, they won't call it that on the broadcast, Chris. I guarantee you.
They won't on the broadcast, but that's what it's going. I know Chris lives in Jersey, common folk.
But right. You know, you can't say the Crip in L.A.
Yeah,
because there's a.
I was in L.A. I was in South Central.
Look at Chris.
Rob's up there in Culver City. Rob G's in the Valley. I was in South Central. Uh-huh. That's right. Y'all know that. Uh-huh. That's where I was living at.
Stealing cable and everything.
Exactly.
I was running things out there in South Central. Shoot.
All right. Here we go. We're all tied up.
Don't make me start rapping. Don't make me start bringing some gangster rap up in here.
Hide your phone books, ladies and gentlemen. Chris will smack you with it. Story number three. My sources say that Emmitt Smith was able to sell his home in Dallas for $2.2 million, a little bit above what the going rate was in the area, because it included a private dinner with him to whoever bought the house. Rob, my source is good.
I'm going to say down in Dallas and those people down there, yes, I think that was a part of the deal, and he squeaked out a little bit more money because of it. Yes, true.
I would think Emmitt's house is worth more than that. Only thing is, it's Texas, so that was the cost of living low.
You know, I'm
still going to say false.
Bro. Yeah, where's my music, Alex?
Quick one. We need to know.
We don't have time.
All of a sudden, he wants a quick one.
Where's my music?
I thought we got rid of that.
No, where's my music?
How much time we got?
You need a new song, Rob. We got about 40 seconds.
What?
Oh, we got plenty of time. Let's go.
I don't think we do because the wind's blowing in Monday Night Football.
You know what?
The Bills just scored.
I was shocked the Bills just marched down to tie it. Or they kick a field goal?
They got the touchdown and the extra point, but they scored because of a muffed punt that bounced off the punt returner's face mask.
Good. Let's go, Shekel City, baby. Barely. Let's go.
I'm surprised, though, they went for the extra point.
Did you watch the extra point? It blew from the left upright to the right upright.
Wow. Yeah,
but it went in.
I'm shocked that they went for it, especially they're down. They're still down a point.
Yeah, New England just ran it in. They were like, nah, we ain't even going to try to kick.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Rob's trying to rock. Ain't nobody paying attention to his music. It's not the same as the bongos.
It is the same.
We got
my chest is stuck out.
Keep it rocked.
Whatever.